The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, August 22, 2022. President of Cuba Miguel Díaz-Canel thanked his Bolivian counterpart Luis Alberto Arce for sending 62 tons of food for victims after the August 5 fire at the base of the supertankers of the city of Matanzas. His message of thanks was a response to one sent by Arce, who said that Cuba taught the true meaning of solidarity. The Cuban president praised all the signs of support and brotherhood towards Cuba regarding the incident. The accident caused 16 deaths. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reports 17 hospitalized patients and 113 medical discharges out of 146 people injured. The Ministry of Public Health reported 62 new cases of COVID-19 for an accumulated total of 1,110,054 positive cases since the beginning of the pandemic in March 2020. Of the 334 active cases, 334 have a stable clinical evolution and one patient is in serious condition in intensive care. With the 78 medical discharges of the day, the total number of recovered patients reached 1,101,131, while 517 patients and 183 suspects remain hospitalized. No deaths have been reported during the day, and to date, 8,530 cases have been reported according to the official website of public health in Cuba. Agricultural managers in Cuba are looking for tools to solve the sector's problems and stimulate different spheres, such as energy, with an emphasis on energy saving, says an official report. To this end, a guide of 100 questions and answers was created by the Sowing with Science movement, designed to promote sustainable production. The local press reports that the guide suggests a series of measures, from updating the contracted demand for electricity to separating the energy expenditure of pumping water for irrigation from lighting electricity consumption. One's actions to reduce spending are not only valid, but also essential. That is why they should focus on the concept of using electricity for irrigation, and the alternatives to minimize spending are related to energy efficiency and the use of renewable energy sources, the article explains. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, authorized the reinstatement of the protocols for negotiations with the National Liberation Army, ELN, in order to advance towards peace. The head of state's announcement took place after concluding the Security Council meeting in northern Colombia. This resolution initiates a new likelihood of peace process in Colombia that, I hope, and we will be vigilant with the public forces and civil authorities, will bring about a downturn of violence, the president added in his message. 4 days after his inauguration, a government delegation traveled to Cuba to make contacts with the ELN leadership in order to advance towards peace negotiations. The objective is to resume the latest talks with that guerrilla force that began in 2017 during the government of Juan Manuel Santos in Quito and then were transferred to Havana. Meanwhile, Tomás Cerón, director of criminal investigation for the Mexican government of Enrique Peña Nieto, and former prosecutor Gualberto Ramírez acted as torturers during the Ayotzinapa case, judicial sources revealed. Bernardo Cano, Cerón's private secretary, currently a fugitive sheltered by the Israeli government, confirmed this information during the initial hearing against former Attorney General of Mexico, Jesús Murillo Caram, a witness. Gualberto Ramírez was the anti-kidnapping coordinator of the former Deputy Attorney General's office specialized in organized crime investigation. Cerón, Murillo, and Ramírez are accused of being the authors of the fake historical truth to hide the real facts in the disappearance and murder of the 43 pedagogy students in Iguala in 2014. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.